Our next story is a profile of a musician from right here in Tucson. Her name is Namely Brennett. As Luis Carrion tells us, her music is driven by passion and a commitment to being true to oneself, no matter where it leads. And these qualities come directly from the artist herself.
7 a.m. and I am awake.
The music of Namely Brennett is often labeled as folk. But if you listen closely, you can tell that her music goes beyond the boundaries of this catch-all generic term.
Tired as we've ever been. Yes, we are hungry, we are thin.
Been in Tucson for about 15 years. Started playing music probably when I was 6 or 7 or 8 years old, playing guitar. I just picked up a lot of instruments as I grew up. And went to college in Connecticut for about 4 years studying music and came to Tucson to go to graduate school for choral conducting at the U of A. And finally, eventually got back to being a singer-songwriter, which was sort of my original idea. And I got a little distracted, which happens sometimes.
Okay, so I will meet you then.
She says that she's been distracted, but her roundabout path to becoming a singer-songwriter and touring musician has been well served by her ongoing academic focus on music.
I'm at the point in the mixing process now where, like, I'm just about done, but I spend weeks, like, just agonizing over, like, I probably have a zillion mixes in the trash here.
In her home studio, where she's been fine-tuning the mix of her upcoming CD, she moves fluidly between piano, guitar, mandolin, and bass.
I mean, I feel lucky to play so many instruments because it's like being like a painter on a canvas and just picking up different colors and putting them on and trying to see if this one works or this one doesn't work. And I don't know. I liken it to cooking a lot, even though I'm pretty much a terrible cook. But it's that idea of starting off with all these ingredients and then trying to find out like what it needs to make it feel like a complete thing, you know, like just throwing little spices in and a little red wine and caramelizing your onions or whatever, like just, and I basically have to just keep trying until it feels right.
Thanks, Tucson.
Namely performs and tours primarily as a soloist. She says that she prefers the intimate connection with the audience as a soloist and finds that the ensemble setting often dissipates the power of her songs.
When you have other musicians up on stage with you, then the dynamic is, it sort of goes like laterally. It's like the musicians are interacting with each other and then that energy sort of goes out to the crowd. And sort of part of watching the performance is watching the musicians play together. And when you're a solo performer, it's this very direct thing. It's just you and it's just the audience. So it's this very like kind of straight line that happens and it's very direct kind of communication. And it's like a little bit more focused, I think.
The direct line of communication for Namely is not always about expressing happy thoughts. She was born a male and transitioned to female, and much of her music is tinged with the thoughtful sadness that comes with life.
For a rope, just a way to fix what seems hopelessly.
I remember, like, very clearly a time when even the idea of transitioning just seemed, like, insurmountable. I remember seeing a couple of people who were doing that and just thinking, how do you do that? How do you not care what other people think? You know, how do you, like, let go of other people's expectations and how do you risk being ridiculed or rejected? Like, but I guess at some point, it's more worth it to take the risk than to feel like you're kind of wasting your time on this earth, you know, by not really figuring out who you are and what you have to offer.
For Arizona Spotlight, I'm Luis Carrion.
Ain't no water in the well. You can see Namalee Brennett on our website at azpm.org. And she'll be part of the next edition of the local music show In Tune that's produced here at Arizona Public Media. It will air on PBS HD Channel 6 Saturday, February 20th at 10:30 p.m. It's time to tough, these times are hard.